Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, and thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. I want us to tackle this one statement today, and it's something I believe with all my heart, that gracious living is rooted in sacrificial love. True love bears the fruit of gracious, grace-filled living. It is most perfectly illustrated in the cross, like I said on the last podcast, but I want us to dig a little bit deeper. I want us to try to wrap our head around why in John 3:16 could the text be so abundantly clear that God so loved us that he gave his only son, that in us, any of us who would believe in him, we wouldn't have to perish, but we'd have eternal life. How is it that God gives himself for the world in sacrificial love and graciously welcomes a world full of sin and takes on the rest of sinful humanity? I mean, as Jesus laid down his life, taking our sin upon himself and nailing it on the cross, we are to look to him who loved us so lavishly, and we are to love others with this love that we have seen and experienced from him. Our love, our grace-filled lives are to express a gratitude for God's gracious love to us and to be modeled upon it. Now, friend, listen, that's not easy. That's not easy at all. Because gracious living has the opportunity to change the world. Somebody screaming at me probably isn't going to change my life. Somebody that's protesting me probably isn't going to change my life. Somebody that's pointing out every one of my flaws, they're probably not going to change my life. But someone who has a unique and wondrously graceful life, they have a unique power to change my life. So as we offer our bodies to the Lord, according to Romans 12:1, as living sacrifices, the scripture says that is spiritual worship to him. Gracious living, my friend, is worshipful living. When we extend grace to others, we are graciously loving others as Jesus loved us. We are displaying that sacrificial love found at the cross of Calvary to the world. We are offering our lives to God because of all that he has done and continues to do in our lives and for his glory. Our gracious living for others is a response of worship and praise to him who laid down his life for us. 1 John 4:19 puts it perfectly. We love because he first loved us. You know, my friend, one of the things I know about attempting to live a gracious life is that you are going to be attacked. You're going to be falsely accused. You're going to be called all kind of different names. This is in no way me trying to say, this is a piece of cake, just be sweet. I'm not suggesting that our lives need to be sweet. I am suggesting that when we live a gracious life, we find a couple of things become simpler for us. That gracious living, as I mentioned in the last podcast, is servant living. We learn to serve others because this is what a gracious Christian does. We learn that we are to be graciously living and knowing that that's a worshipful living. That we come together to worship and celebrate the Lord, yes, on a Sunday morning, but more importantly, in your private life, are you worshiping the Lord? Because we have no hope of living graciously. We have no hope of changing the world apart from living worshipful lives, and that's so much more than a Sunday morning service. It has everything to do with our heart, our attitude, and our desire to be more like Christ. Today, my friend, take a little time and worship the Lord. Whether you're in your car, on a walk, on a treadmill, in a gym, or you're sitting at your desk, take this moment and over the next couple of minutes, just worship the Lord. You can do that and start with this prayer. God, today I worship you. This is the day you have made, and I've come to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I long to worship you today and thank you for all that you do for me. I am grateful and long to live the gracious life of being a worshiper. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. We'll see you back again tomorrow. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.